Night, wrapping up all the conversations your favourite hit makers are having this week. And Jem, you've been jet-setting around the country to get amazing content for this radio show, haven't you?
Yes, I flew over to the Gold Coast to see Bebe Rexha, which was awesome.
You've been a long-time fan of Bebe Rexha, right?
I've been a fan of her since before anyone knew who she was, since her very early days. So, like, I've been waiting for this moment forever.
You've been waiting for the moment of a big hit for her, like Meant to Be was, like, the biggest song on radio for the first quarter of this year. We never thought it would happen, but it did.
And finally it did, because she totally deserves it. And when I chatted with her, I asked her what kept her going through the hardest moments in her life.
I keep a lot of close people around me, and my music, I think it's my therapy, and it's the only time I feel safe, you know, when I go into the studio. And my mom keeps me really humble, and she's kind of like my saving grace, you know, so she's always like the most incredible cheerleader and gives the best pep talk.
And what can we expect from you in the next few years? Because you've already come so much from the very start of your career. What would you like to be continuing to do? Like, success?
I would like to keep writing music and have 20 babies. I'm joking. 20 music babies.
And what would you say would be your favorite song lyrics that you've written?
My favorite song lyrics that I've ever written, that is very hard. But I do love Me, Myself, and I. I love the lyric, "It's just me, myself, and I, solo ride until I die, because I got me for life." It just means a lot to me, because I've been in situations where I've been left or, lost friends, and I was the only kind of person in my life. And I think that we are our own best friends, and
that's so true, yeah. Though. And when are you dropping the music video for I'm a Mess?
I'm dropping the music video for I'm a Mess officially, I just found out, July 19th.
Oh, yeah.
So I think not long. And it's really incredible. We shot it with Sophie Mueller, who did the Meant to Be music video. It's pretty insane. I love it.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Bebe Rexha's debut album, Expectations, is out now. And this one's on there, I'm a Mess.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Ariana Grande just a couple of weeks off putting out her brand new album, Sweetener, Jem. We've been both very excited for new Ariana to come around.
I know, finally it's happening.
She's had so much to go through the last couple of years since her last album, so we reckon it's going to be a pretty intense album, and a brand new song dropped out of nowhere just on Friday. The new song is called God Is a Woman, and she is, I reckon.
And definitely.
She literally announced this 24 hours before it came out that it was going to be there. On her Twitter, she just put up a little photo of herself. She's like, surprise, God Is a Woman's coming. Because this has been like a song that, just from the title alone, fans have been like, this is going to be really, really good. And you'll remember she had the hit Dangerous Woman on the last album, which was kind of that empowering female anthem. So we've got a theme being followed here off the brand new album, Sweetener.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
And a lot of conversations this week, Jem, about the bloody soccer.
You would have seen heaps of celebs going on about it. You had David Beckham. He was really into the soccer, obviously, because he's like the king of football.
No, I thought David Beckham was going to turn a blind eye to the World Cup this year. Just not his cup of tea.
And you've had Conrad Saul as well. He's been getting involved, like, on his Insta posting stuff. And even Charlie XCX, one post she did was like, now she like loves like watching it. Even before, she didn't really care, but now she's like, woo!
The Brits have been getting really involved this year because they thought that they were going to win, right? Until they got knocked out of the quarterfinal.
Unfortunately.
Or the semi-final. See, this is why I just leave all soccer chat to you.
So they played Croatia in the semi-finals, and Croatia won 2-1, unfortunately, but they made it so far, and, you know.
Welcome to your new soccer radio show here on the Hit Network.
I know, but this song, Nick, though, everyone was singing it.
I'm so sick of hearing this stupid song.
It's played like everywhere.
So I heard this actually went to number one on the UK iTunes chart.
I know. How crazy is it? Because it's massive over like in England. So it's getting the justice for it. So
That's really nice. And I expect it to drop dramatically now that England have been knocked out and football is in fact not coming home.
Yeah, it's not. That's okay.
Because you are British, right?
Yeah. Most of my life was raised in England before I moved here.
Well, I have a British mum and I couldn't care less. So there you go.
This week tonight's double whammy.
This is where we play two songs by the same artist because they're doing something exciting. And something we've been talking about pretty much every week is how excited we are for Amy Shark's debut album to come out, Jem.
So excited. I'm so glad it's been released.
She is one of the coolest chicks. She has been working her ass off all her years. She's been working, trying to get a record deal since she was about 18, 19. It took her 10 years of sending off demos and trying to get herself signed to a record label to get A Door out, which she actually put out independently out of the frustration of not being signed to a record label. And then she put out the massive hit I Said Hi earlier in the year, which kind of talked about that whole experience. And it's about how now she's becoming a big deal. All these record labels are like, oh, I wish you sent me your stuff. And she's like, I did like 50 times and you didn't reply to my emails. So she's a really cool chick. She loves her Adidas tracksuit. She's just a down-to-earth person. And that's the kind of person we want to get behind on this show, right?
Definitely. And she also, a little fun fact, she went to the same high school as Ricky Lee.
No way!
Yeah, they went to Southport, I think it was.
Two Australian legends.
Yep.
Two Gold Coast gals just doing it big.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
And Troy Sivan's been in the country this week talking about the brand new album Bloom, which is coming out at the end of next month. And the single Dance to This, Jem, the song with Ariana Grande, it's taken the world by storm.
It is an absolute bop. You just can't stop listening to it.
Now, there was a rumour that there was going to be a music video kind of set on a beach, but we asked Troy the other day, I hosted a listening party he did in Sydney for some of his fans, about 40, 50 select fans. We opened up the questions to the floor and one person asked him what the video for Dance to This is set to be like.
So I don't want to give too much away because it's a really simple concept. So if I say like one thing, it'll give it away. But at one point, we cut it out of the video, thank God. But at one point, I put my hands on this little table and did this like butt thing. And Ariana like collapsed to the floor, like crying, laughing. And that's the most that I've ever like wanted to die. But it was so fun. Like we had the best day and I think the reason why I love the video so much is you can feel that we were just having so much fun when we made it.
So that is the only exclusive I can bring you after hanging out with him for half an hour is he tried to do a butt wiggle and it didn't make the final cut.
I'm so excited for it. Do you remember a few weeks ago on the show you asked me what's going to be in the video and I said sunglasses. I wonder if that's going to be in there.
You may be on the money. We don't know. It should be out in the next couple of weeks. Troye Sivan is a legend. Bloom is out August 31. You have to get the album when it comes out. You can pre-order it now with like a really cute vinyl and t-shirt and a booklet and stuff.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Nick, have you heard of a London singer girly?
Yes, I have. I know she has pink hair. Yes. And I know she's a bit of a brat. Am I on the money?
Yes, you are.
Good.
She is so awesome. Her music is like kind of punk pop and it's just bubblegum pop as well. Her songs are just so much fun to listen to. Like, it's kind of like, I don't give a crap about guys, relationships kind of thing. And that's the best thing when you listen to a song and you're like, I don't care about it, you know what I mean?
Totally. I now know who you're talking about because when me and my boyfriend went on a little break for a couple of months, we'll call it that, he was listening to a girly song as his breakup anthem. And that song happened to be called F Right Back Off to LA. So I don't think we can play that one. In fact, I don't want us to play that one because it reminds me of a terrible time.
She's got so many, and like a girl I met on the internet and like Hot Mess, she's got so many amazing song titles for her songs.
That is the kind of spirit she embodies. I mean, for fans of like Charlie XCX, I feel like she's a good one, but like a little bit more bratty than that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And this song is called Day, Month and a Second. It's about a guy she really liked and they were dating for a short period of time. And then he tried to play the victim when he was the one in the wrong. And not good.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
And I don't think there was a bigger story than Justin Bieber announcing that he is engaged, Jem.
I know, like I'm happy for him, but then I have no chance to date him now.
Are you into, do you reckon he's cute?
He used to be more cuter. Now he's like changed a bit, but he's still, I don't know.
Looks like a rodent.
Oh.
Okay, maybe that's a bit harsh. So basically, we didn't know whether he was engaged. The rumours were kind of going around. And then he announced through an Instagram post. He was like, I was going to wait a while to say anything, but plain and simple, Hayley, I am so in love with everything about you. And then he went on some sort of rant about promising to lead the family with honour and integrity, letting Jesus through his Holy Spirit guide us in everything we do and every decision we make, which is just a bit OTT, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, mate, just say you love her, say you're engaged and move on.
I know, like, it happened fast, even though they've known each other for so long. But the fact that he was with, like, Selena, like, not long ago, and now he's, like, engaged, it's like, oh, okay,
yeah.
How does this happen?
Also, is she Alec Baldwin's daughter?
Steve Baldwin's daughter.
Who's Steve Baldwin?
He's Alex, whatever his name is, brother.
Oh, the brother.
Yeah,
okay,
the
so,
brother.
So Alec Baldwin is the
uncle
yep. of Hayley, which would make him Justin Bieber's uncle-in-law?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, no, that is uncle-in-law.
I don't even care. Anyway, so. Well done, Justin. Congratulations.
This week tonight, double whammy.
Last week we were talking about Cardi B, when she's going to pop, well, she has popped, Nick, and this week on the Double Whammy, we're going to play two of her songs in a row. She's given birth, finally!
After being pregnant for 17 and a half months.
It's so long.
New world record.
And she's been posting pictures on her Insta of her when she was pregnant doing a shoot, and she wrote, culture, anything else would be basic, career, whatever you, so, how do you say
sorry,
that?
Sorry, can you just try and do that Cardi B noise again?
Was it career or something? How do you do it? Or could you, I don't know.
Hearing,
how do you hear it again to say
hearing
it? How
you,
do you
one of
it?
The whitest girls I've ever met trying to do that noise is my favourite thing ever.
Could is that it?
As a white boy, I think it's close to, but even that's not right.
Yeah, something like that. However she does it, we'll leave that to Cardi B because she's the pro.
So she said culture because that's the name of the kid, right? The kid's called Culture.
Yeah, the kid's called Culture. It's a nice name, I reckon.
Culture with a K.
Yes, which is good, like the Kardashians, how they're spelled K.
I really like it. I've never heard the name before, but I'm totally fine with it.
And it was born on your birthday as well, Nick, on the 7th.
I know, and I can't quite get over the fact that Cardi B has given birth to her spawn on the same day as me. It's a blessed day to be alive, the 10th of July, 95, now shared by myself, Jessica Simpson, and Culture B, or whatever his last name is.
Yeah. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
B.
Yeah.
We'll go with Culture B.
We'll just leave it at that.
All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.